Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Listen. This election is over, but the decisions, the voting, how we engage and interact with each other, it's still having an impact. There are wives who voted Republican and husbands who voted Democrat and husbands who voted Republican and wives who voted Democrat, mother and father, sister and brother, girlfriend and boyfriend, brother and sister, who had different political opinions. And, you know, we always talk about mixed marriages. You know, Minnesota's a capital of interracial couples. Well, what happens when your marriage is mixed politically? We're talking to Lambris Fisher, marriage and family therapist and host of the Diversity Dude podcast, about how we can move forward. What's the path forward for interpolitical couples? He's joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Lambris, this is a very difficult and different topic. The election is over. Decisions been made. But families are still looking at each other sideways, especially husbands and wives who voted differently when they went into the booth on November 5th and cast their ballot.
Absolutely, Shalana. And people think that once the election is over, then everybody, as if things were just the way they were before, but the ramifications of the election still impact families all over, especially couples who have differences politically. And everyone knows that no couple thinks exactly the same way on every single topic, but some topics hit a little bit differently because the implications are bigger. And if they differ, it's almost like I not only have differences between the two of you, but between the two of us, but I'm not quite sure I know who you are anymore. And sometimes we have to address to help resolve and heal from that in order to move forward healthily.
How do we move forward? Because it's only a few days. The wounds are still deep. Some people are very upset and hurt. Some people are elated and ecstatic, and they want to celebrate and can't because the person they're laying next to is upset. And the person they're laying next to who is upset is looking at them like, I wish you would celebrate. I wish you would clap. I wish you would turn it back on Fox News. There's going to be some slow singing and some flower bringing up in here. How do we begin to move forward? You've been doing marriage and family therapy counseling for a very long time. You've got several presidential elections under your belt. What's the next step?
Well, first, one thing that needs to happen internally as well as together is to remind each other that you are married to your partner. You're not married to a political party. That person isn't a representation of the whole party, a whole group of people. So when you're talking to them, you have to make sure you're talking to that particular person, listening to and sharing with that person. They're a representative of the whole party. And if you can do that, then you can do the next step of reminding yourself that there is a lot more to that part, to that person, than just their political beliefs. You have a life together. You share a life together. There's a lot that you like. There's a lot that you share, a lot of experiences that brought you together and kept you together. This one difference doesn't have to cancel out and delete all those. Similarly, there's a lot of similarities despite the difference. You have differences doesn't mean that you don't have to, you have to ignore all the things that you do have in common, all the values, the ethics, the beliefs that you do share. And if you can hold on to those, then you can help the political topic that's often difficult and say, not just how could you, but actually ask, not declare, but actually ask, how did you feel that way? What is it about that party, that political candidate that attracts you? I don't have to share it, but at least I can understand what it is you're going for. I don't have to agree. I don't have to want the same things. But if I can understand that what you want is not in opposition to me, is not a threat to me, then we can actually have a healthy conversation.
So what's the first question? Do you say, you know what, honey, we're going to put the kids to bed and we're going to sit down tonight and we're going to talk about this? Do you go out to a restaurant? How do you even broach this conversation? Because we got to get past this. We got grandbabies to look forward to. We've got kids to put through college. We got mortgage to pay next week. Okay, it's late on the 16th.
There to start off with is less of a question of explain yourself and more of a sharing of, hey, I just want to let you know, the person you voted for concerns me for these reasons. Can you reassure me that you hear those reasons, that you see my concerns, and that you are not trying to things that go against my concerns? Now, the other person can then share and say, hey, no, I want what you want as well. I just have reason to believe that this particular person can help do what's best for our family, can best meet our needs in a healthy way. If you can express your needs and your concerns as opposed to political beliefs, policies and procedures, and say, I'm sharing my concerns, you share your concerns. And then we can say, well, I hope, even though my person didn't win, even though your person didn't win, whatever the case may be, I hope that whatever happens next is for our family's best interest. Because at the end of the day, a lot of times the work really gets down to, okay, well, we have different political beliefs, we have different political parties, but at its core, we want the same things for our country. We want the same things for our community. We want the same things for our family. We just have different beliefs. So the candidate is best suited to bring that about. At the end of the day, those partners, those spouses don't know the future. They don't know who to bring out. They just have their beliefs. And practically speaking, the political candidates don't know who's best suited to bring that about. They just each want a chance. They want a chance to try, and they have a whole lot of parties behind them to support that. So if you remind yourself that, okay, we voted for a particular person, but at the end of the day, we want the same things for our family. We want the same things for each other. Let's hope moving forward, no matter who won, that those things can come about one conversation at a time.
Okay, I'm going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, Lambers, I'm going to ask you, what do we do if we are at a crossroads and we can't talk without arguing and we can't find a common ground? What are the next steps and how do people reach out to you? We're talking to Lambers Fisher, licensed marriage and family therapist, about interpolitical couples when we come back. It is 1:18. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Continuing our conversation with Lambers Fisher, licensed marriage and family therapist and the host of the Diversity Dude podcast, an Emmy Award winning podcaster, best-selling author. The book is called Diversity in Clinical Practice. He will be, and I'm so proud of this, coming out to South Washington County to talk to school officials after the substitute teacher put his knee on the neck of a black student to emulate and mimic what happened when George Floyd was killed by Derek Chauvin. Lambers is going to be out there in just a few weeks to talk to our educators about making classrooms more diverse and inclusive and welcoming. And so, Lambers, I just need to say before we go into our topic that I appreciate you coming out to where my children go to school to bring your expertise. And I know that you do this to schools across the country, companies across the country. So before we start talking again about our topic, can you please let people know where they can find you so that if there's a school system, especially with what is going on with the text messages, and they need someone to come in to talk to the teachers or educate the students or the staff or administrators, you are available. How can folks find you?
Absolutely, Shaletta. Every environment needs to be culturally safe in order to feel welcome, in order to do our best work. And I'm happy to help out wherever I can. I can be easily found at my name, lambersfisher.com, or at the mission. The whole point of all this is to make things simple, less complicated, so it can be more doable. So you can reach me at diversitymadesimple.com. And you'll be able to help out whoever I can.
Now, Lambers, we are talking today about interpolitical couples. A lot of times we talk about interracial couples, but after Tuesday's election, we're talking about interpolitical couples because the American Family Survey concluded that approximately 20% of American couples are politically mixed. And you gave us some good tips about how to come together, how to talk, how to have those conversations so that we can move forward in our marriages, we can move forward in our relationships. But what if we come to a standstill? There's an impasse. You don't understand me. I don't understand you. We don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm disappointed in you. You are disappointed in me. We can't see eye to eye, and we want to go talk to some people and sign our name on some paper and start splitting this house and these cars up and making arrangements for who's going to have the kids on Christmas. Where do we go before that happens?
Well, first of all, recognize that you're not alone. There are couples across the country who are facing similar things and coming to similar conclusions based on the idea that if we have a difference, a disagreement on this particular issue, then that is a fundamental issue that's going to divide us. And that is saddening. It's saddening to let political officials, any individual in any other role in life as a whole, determine whether two people love each other, whether two people can be together and share lives together. And at its core, that's where we start. Sometimes you have to separate the politics, at least for a moment, and to remind each other, why are we together? Why did we commit our lives to each other? What do we like about each other? What were our concerns? We knew we weren't perfect, but we said the pros outweigh the cons. And if we can do that, then we can set a foundation for a conversation focused on, help me to understand how you got to this point. Now, it's not an argument. It's not a time. Okay, you go first, or I go first. Help me to understand, what did you grow up with? What were you surrounded by? What are your political concerns? And how does that particular person you voted for reassure you of those concerns? It may not reassure me. Definitely doesn't reassure me. But help me to understand, how could you possibly, again, like I said, sometimes people say, how could you? And it's a declarative statement. But actually ask, no, I want to understand. I don't need to agree, but I want to understand, because if we can get to that point, it's like, oh, I see, based on your concerns financially, based on your concerns religiously or faith-wise, based on your concerns here or there, I can see how you got to that point where you value this and this party appealed to you, this particular politician appealed to you. I get it. I don't like it. I don't agree with it. For me, the cons outweigh the pros, but I can see how you came to that point. That weighs, and now I can share, then you can at least understand where the other person is coming from. Not everybody has the same needs, but if one person has a need and that needs to meet that need, then, and you have a different need, then you can understand and say, okay, well, I hope you get your needs met. I don't like the cons. I hope somebody else is able to meet those needs in a different way. But you can at least get to a point where you don't have to break up. You don't have to let political decisions that are volatile and go up and down all the time determine that the cons outweigh the pros for the two of you. And if you give each other priority and say our family is priority above any decision, any law that gets passed, any decision that gets made politically, we will do our best to protect us. Then we can move forward.
Okay, one of the things that you give is tips, including remember your non-political value similarities. Look for the things that where you are most alike. But reassuring each other that family, your family, is the priority. Talk to me about how that happens.
A lot of times in this political divided world. A lot of talk has been happening about whether we'll be so divided we'll go back into some version of a new civil war. And there are actual couples that have multiple couples that have conversations about, well, hey, you know, I am so afraid right now about the future that if the country got divided and there's mobs of people going through our town, and there's a mob that passes by our door and they knock on the door and say, if you got one of those, whatever the opposite side is, inside, then bring them out and we'll deal with them. And I'm not quite 100% sure, partner, spouse, that you won't say, well, babe, you got to understand, I got to send you out there. That's how afraid, that's how scary it feels sometimes. And sometimes that reassurance is, I will choose you over any political party. I will choose you over any politician. Yes, I may vote for so-and-so because I believe that they can do certain things about the economy. And I believe they can do certain things about structure and things like that. But that doesn't mean that I want any harm to come to you. When it comes down to that, I will do my best to protect us. And hopefully if we can say that vice versa, then we can say, okay, let's make decisions about what we're going to do with our family, about what we're going to do with us as a couple. If we can reassure each other that I'm here for you first, then the rest is guesses about what other people can accomplish politically.
Okay, Lambers, there are people who are listening and they're saying, oh my God, did Shaletta tell Lambers our business? How does he know what's going on in our house? This is exactly what we're dealing with. This is what we're going through. We need to get in touch with Lambers. How do they find you? Because as a licensed marriage and family therapist, this is what you do for a living, helping couples build that strong, firm foundation so that they can come back from anything, including being interpolitical.
Absolutely. And there are differences that separate us all, and we all have similarities. We all have differences. It just feels like ours is the worst. Ours is the only one that we're going through. And hopefully, with a trusted professional like myself or anyone else, we can help get behind those barriers and help you guys remind each other that you like each other, remind each other that you love each other and why. Feel free to reach out to me again directly at www.lambersfisher.com or the cultural translations at diversitymadesimple.com. And either me or someone on my team, there's many other therapists that can help. Which one, but who can help you see behind the barriers and to really see each other and express yourselves healthily to each other moving forward in a healthy way.
Now, one of the things that you are really big on that you talk about is validating each other's feelings. And you have talked about very openly and, you know, educating people on validating each other's post-election feelings. Talk to me about that.
Well, one of the core ideas about validating someone else's feelings is recognizing that you don't have to agree with someone else's feelings to validate them. Hard thing sometimes, but if the goal is to be able to say, I don't have to share your feelings to say I can understand why that's so important to you. So we can all have things to say, certain foods or certain ways of living, certain sports, certain jobs. Various things are important to one person or more than the other. But to be able to say, I can see how that's important to you, and it doesn't have to be important to me. Then we just add it on to different faith beliefs and political beliefs and things like that. I can see how that's important to you. As long as you understand it, it's not that important to me, or different things are important to me, then we can give each other that respect gift to say certain things are important to you, certain things are important to me. And if we can offer that, then I can say, I can see why you're sad right now. I can only say, yes, I'm happy with who won, but I can see why you're sad. I'm going to give you space to be sad. I'm not going to judge you for being sad too long, and vice versa. I can see why you're happy. I'm not, but I hope you get what you were hoping for. And I hope the worst case scenario doesn't happen either. Being able to validate each other's feelings, the good and the bad, while still maintaining her own, is a great, healthy gift you can give. And it doesn't have to be who's going to win or who's judging taking too long. That safe space can allow you to then build upon that and move forward together afterwards.
Now, I just got a direct message from someone who says, you mentioned Lambers had a book. Lambers, talk to me about your book.
Booking from my 20 years of marriage and family therapy, not worried about diversity, equity, inclusion, policy, and procedures per se, but recognizing that a lot of the same tips and strategies that I use to help my couples stay together, to not let barriers between them, differences between them, break up the potential for actually healthy relationship together. I use those same relationship strengthening principles to help business partners stay together, help teachers, help strengthen relationships with their students, help faith leaders build healthy relationships with their congregations. The same differences apply cross-culturally, and culture is way more than just race and ethnicity. Different cultures relate to age and gender, political beliefs, various different ways, but how we can see each other. The therapist, I take all the psychological jargon out of it, and everybody in any helping professional role has been able to benefit from it. So whether it be something you can use individually or something you give to your boss and say, hey, I think you need to read this, it'll help you not make all of us upset here by some of the stuff that you said and help create a culturally safe environment wherever you are. I think it's something that everybody can benefit from.
I thank you so much for being on the show, for offering your book, your expertise, and your time. To talk about interpolitical couples, a very interesting topic that we've all discussed. We didn't have a name for it. We just said, you know, well, we don't agree politically. But you have given us a name and some strategies that we can use to strengthen our relationships after this difficult election season. Lambert Fisher, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Celia.
All right. And when you guys come back, I want all the business owners out there to listen up. I want to make sure we all have a seat at the table when decisions are being made. There is something called Secure Choice that is going to help us help our employees.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is that? I'll tell you when we come back.